So, Manchuria then. It's 1931, and as I said to you, this is a direct result in some ways of the Great Depression. Japan finds itself suffering economic hardship, and they are run by, at this time, by effectively by the army, actually. They have a very militaristic outlook on the world. Now, they had a railway that ran through, it's called the South Manchurian Railway, and it ran through China, and it carried sort of like the lifeblood, if you like, of Japanese trade down to the port at Kwantung, where it could then sail by ship to Japan itself. And in 1931, Japan claimed that this railway was attacked, and they claimed it was attacked by Chinese forces. We don't really know whether it was or whether it wasn't, but what we do know is that the Japanese respond in a very, very firm way. They send an army in to protect their railway. But actually, when you analyse it, you'll see that the troops didn't just stay by the railway, and in fact, they branch out across Manchuria, this area that the railway's in, and even beyond that area, and effectively take over huge parts of China. So there's little doubt in doing this. One of the big motivations was trying to capture resources and raw materials from China that would then obviously help to benefit their economy. And also, this is the response of a fairly militaristic government. Now, the League of Nations is asked to sort this dispute out, and the League of Nations takes a whole year to actually write a report, the Lytton Report, written by Lord Lytton. But when the report is written in 1932, it is clear that the Japanese are in the wrong and that they should withdraw their troops. And the League of Nations pretty much tells them as much. But that's where it finishes. The League of Nations doesn't actually do anything, really. They talk about trade sanctions, but can't agree them. They know that the trade sanctions won't work without America being in the League of Nations, because Japan will still trade with America. And, of course, America will want to trade because it's facing economic hardship itself. And, of course, the third thing they could have done would have been to send in an army. But, again, there was no desire from Britain and France to send their army around the world during this economic crisis. And the only country who was close enough, really, and strong enough to deal with Japan was America, and they weren't in the league. So, lots of different excuses offered. Japan was too far away, it was a special case, maybe China did attack the railway, whatever. At the end of the day, it was a good example of the League of Nations being weak when faced with a council member and when faced with a strong opponent. That was Manchuria, 1931 to 32.